The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Yomah has been dedicated in memory of Mazal Bat Esther Baghdadi and Yosef Ben Mazal Baghdadi by their family. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Daf Chaf Zayin. Today's daf is being studied by Elul Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied by Elul Nishmat Moshe Ben Miriam, Mr. Mo Hidri Alav Shalom, donated by his family during the week of his yahrzeit. Ruach Hashem Tanihenu Began Eden. Amen. We are beginning today's daf on daf Chavav Amud Bet, and we are three lines from the bottom. We learned in our last Mishnah, towards the end of the Mishnah, that Hefshetan V'Nituhan Shel Elu Va'Elu Shavin, that the Hefshet, the skinning of the animal, and the cutting it up into its pieces, can be done even by a Zav, even by a non-Kohen. The Gemara now is going to seek a source. How do you know that a Zar, a non-Kohen, is able to do those two procedures? Again, the Hefshet, the skinning of the animal, and the Netachim, the Nituach, is the cutting it up into its pieces. So the Gemara says, Tana, we have a Braita. Hefshetan v'Nituchan Shavin Bezar. Now we said that these two procedures are kasher bezar, meaning with a non-kohen, with the Yisrael. Amar Hezkiyah minayin lehefshet v'nituach sheshave bezar. How do you know? What's the biblical source? Shneemar v'natenu b'nei Aharon ha-kohen esh al ha-mizbeah. It says that the Kohanim, they have an obligation to place the fire on the Mizbeah. So the Gemara makes a diyuk. Netinat esh baya kehuna. The placing of the fire on the Mizbeah needs Kohanim. However, hefshet v'nituach lo baya kehuna, implying that another service does not. And what is that other service that the Pasuk is coming to exclude? It's coming to exclude hafshata and nituach. So how does the Gemara ask? Hai mibayele ligufeh. Hold it. How could you make an implication? We need the pasuk for itself, which means to teach us that a kohen, the kohanim, need to put the fire on the mizbeach. Once already the pasuk is coming for itself, you cannot use it to teach us something else. If the pasuk is extra, so you're coming along and saying it's coming for the diyuk. But if the pasuk is necessary for itself to teach me that the kohanim indeed are the ones that put the fire on the mizbeach, so therefore you don't have an extra pasuk to teach me that it's kasher bezar. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Shimi bar Asher, Ashkachte l'Abaye d'Hava Masbar l'Libre. Says, I found Abaye that was explaining Hezkiyah's derasha to his son. And how did he explain it? The pasuk says, Veshachat, which means when the Torah is talking about the slaughtering of the animal, the full pasuk says, Veshachat et ben abakar lifnei Hashem. He will slaughter the ben abakar, the cattle, lifnei Hashem, and the end of the pasuk says, Vekribu b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim et adam. And the kohanim will bring the dam to the mizbeah. So the Gemara says, Shechita bezar kesherah. From this pasuk we learn that shechita, the slaughtering, can be done by a zar. It does not have to be done by a Yisrael. So the Gemara says, V'chi me'ayin bata. What do you mean? Where did you come from? How do you know that a shechita is kasher bezar? Mechlal sheneemar, because the pasuk says, Ve'ata ubanecha. You and your children that are with you, tishmeru et kehunatchem. You have to preserve and watch your service. Shomeya ani afilu shechita. From here I learn, even shechita, which means tishmeru et kehunatchem, anything that's involved in the korban, it belongs to ata ubanecha. So the Gemara is saying, how could you tell me shechita is kishena bezar? Lechada from the pasuk it's mashma that all the services go to the kohen. Tamud lomad v'shachat et ben abakar lifnei Hashem, and you will slaughter the ben abakar in front of Hashem, v'hikribu b'nei Aharon ha-kohanim et adam, and the sons of Aaron will bring the blood. Mikabbalah va'ilach mitzvat kehuna. when do the Kohanim kick in? When are they obligated? From Kabbalah on, meaning from the receiving of the blood. Because the Pasuk is Vehikrimu b'nei Aaron et Adam. When does the Kohanim mention that Pasuk? Only when they're referring to the blood. Smash for anything that's before the blood can be done even by a non-Kohen. So then when the Pasuk says Veshachat oto lifnei Hashem, that even a Zav. Vehikrimu b'nei Aaron et Adam, which is now when the blood is going to be received, that starts the Kehunah. Now, Vesamach Yado Veshachat. Now, right before the Shechita, it talks about the mitzvah of Semicha. That's pressing the hands of the owner, presses his hands on the head of the animal. Now, we know that Semicha is Kasher Mezal. The one that's bringing the Qurban does the Semicha. So it says the Pasuk before Vesamach, and then it says Veshachat. So the Gemara says, the same one that does the Semicha is the one that does the Shechita. Limed ala Shechita Shekeshera Bezar. Good, so now we have a clear Didasha that tells us Shechita is Keshera Bezar. Now we go back. Mechdi, Mekabbala Vailach Mitzvahat Kehuna. We gave you a rule that the Kohanim service begins from when? From Kabbalat Adam, from the receiving of the blood. Venatenu Bene Aharon. Let's just read the Girsa of the Hagota. Bah, Esh. He adds the continuation of the Pasuk. Venatenu ben Aaron Esh. Lamali. Which means, when did I put the fire? The putting the fire on the Mizbeah is after Kabbalat Adam. So therefore, once I tell you, starting from Kabbalat Adam and on, when everything is done by the Kohanim, so isn't it obvious that the Kohanim have to put the fire on the Mizbeah? We know that from another Pasuk, that from Kabbalan on is Kohanim. So the Pasuk of that the Kohanim put the fire on the Mizbeah is extra. Once it's extra, what is it coming for? For its implication. That what? Lemeute efshet v'nituach. To come and exclude efshet v'nituach. So what basically we did over here is we wrote a Pasuk, v'natnu ha-Kohanim eshel ha-Mizbeah. Originally we said, no, you need it for itself. The teacher of the Kohanim put the fire on the Mizbeah. The Gemara says, I don't need it for itself. Because I know already, Kohanim have to do from Kabbalan on is mitzvat Kohanim. So therefore, why is the Pasuk have to say, v'natnu ha-Kohanim eshel ha-Mizbeah? Ela, it's superfluous. To teach you the implication that what? That nituach and hefshet can be done by non-Kohanim. So comes the Gemara and says, actually, let's catch up in Rashi. Let's start Talmud Lomar. Okay, we can start from the beginning. Well, actually, from the top. Right, we need the pasuk of anatenu haKohanim Esh LaMizbeah. We need it for itself. The Kohen that it needs a Kohen. Mi'uta minalan nefshet v'nituah. Then where would you learn the mi'ut for efshet v'nituah? Da'ava mazbar lelebre. He saw Abaye explaining Hizkiyah's derasha to his son. Had Hizkiyah. That of Hizkiyah's derasha. V'achi mazbar leni ale. The tanya p'tot kohanim v'shachat. Shachita bezar kesherai. He's teaching his son the braita that says shachita bezar kesherai. V'chi me'ayin bata l'shnad matnitinu. V'chi me'ayin bat lomar pesula sheneskak lavi mekra lakshira. The me'ayin bat is coming along to say, you're quoting a pasuk to tell me that shachita bezar is kesherah. Where would you think it's pasuk that you need a pasuk to tell me it's kesher? That's the me'ayin bat, the way that she's learning. Again, me'ayin bat is in the lashon of the braita. Where are you coming from? You know, you tell me shachita is kesherah bezar from a pasuk. What? Do you have a pasuk to tell me it's pasuk that you need a pasuk to come and tell me that shachita bezar is kesher? Me'ayin bat. Nechlal sheneemar umitoch oto klal leiti ba'lefsol. When it says v'ata ubanecha tishmenu et keunatchem, I would say it's everything, meaning even shaita. Talmud Lomar v'shachat v'kli b'kohanim u'midichtiv kohen b'kabbala. From the fact that it says a kohen at the kabbalah stage u'b'shaita lo ketiv, but by shaita does not say mechlad v'shachat abe'alim ka'e. Must be the shaita is going back on the be'alim v'samach yado v'shachat. Because right before that it talks about Semicha. Limed ala shechita shekeshera bezar ad kan lashon mishnah. Umine tava mizman Abaye lebre ad Hizkiyah. And based on that, Abaye explained to his son what Hizkiyah was talking about. Because once you tell me already that shechita is keshera bezar, and from Kabbalan on, that's when the Kohanim start. So the pasuk of natenu esh ala mizbeah is extra. Ela must be coming to tell me the implication that nituach and hefshet is keshera bezar. Mechdi. Lamad nukan to be Kabbalah ve'ilak mitzvah.
the putting of ash on the mizbeach after Kabbalah. Lama li lemichtav ba'keuna lemeut efshet v'nitua de'lo ketiv ba'kohen v'tilaf me'acha de'davka ketiv kra v'ilo ונתנו הבה אמינה היידה לא כתיב כהן בהפשר וניתוח משום דלו אצטריך, which means the fact that it's coming to tell me a special pasuk, ונתנו הכהנים אש על המזבח, it's first implication, because without this pasuk I would have thought that maybe ניתוח and הפשר needs כהנים like everything else. I mean, even though it doesn't say it needs kohanim, I would say it's no different. But now that I have a pasuk that comes to minimize it, so therefore I would say that nituach ve'efshet can be done even by Ezad. Comes the Gemara and says, ve'akat, you go back to the Gemara. Still, it's tarikh. No, I need the pasuk of natun akonim ish. I need it for hadush. Why? Sal kadatach amina, because I would have thought, kevan delav avodad me'akeba kaparai. Putting the fire on the Mizbeach is not an item that renders the Qurban pasul. Meaning, once the blood is sprinkled on the Mizbeach, even if the Kohen did not put an extra fire on the Mizbeach, it does not limit the kapara. Meaning, it's not a service that is me'akiv. So I would have thought, lo tib'ei kehuna. I might have thought that this service doesn't need kehuna at all. Kamash ma'alan tib'ei kehuna. So the pasuk is coming to tell me, you know what? Even this service, that kapara is not dependent on it, still it's got to be done by the Kohanim. Oh, so now we're back to the question again. So the pasuk is needed for itself. Again, what's the hadush of the pasuk? That the Kohanim have to put the fire on the Mizbeah. Why would I think not? I thought from Kabbalan on, it's done by the Kohanim. You're right, I would have thought that a service like this, that kapara does not hinge on it, I might have thought that even a Yisrael can do it. Kamash malan the pasuk no, v'natunua Kohanim esh ala Mizbeah. Good, so you need it for itself. Oh, you need it for itself. So how do you know then? Hefshet an nituah. So give us ela. Reject that line of reasoning. Me'acha. The source is going to be from here. Good. The Torah says that what the Kohanim will organize and arrange on the Mizbeach the Netachim, the parts of the Korban, this is the mitzvah of arranging the animal parts on the Mizbeach. And who is that done by? By the Kohanim. So the Gemara goes, Mechti, didn't we just say that from the Kabbalan on it's a mitzvah in the Kohanim. Mm-hmm. Obviously, arranging the parts on the Mizbeah is after the Kabbalah. Mm-hmm. So therefore, V'arechu lamali. What do I need the pasuk of V'arechu? Of course the Kohanim arrange it. It's after the Kabbalah. Yeah, you know what's coming to tell me? That they do this service, but to imply that another service they don't do. What? L'me'ut efshet v'nituach. It's coming to exclude efshet v'nituach. That can be done by a zav. So again, at this point, the source is from Arichat Netachim. That from the fact that Torah says that the Kohanim do the Aricha, of course they do the Aricha, it's after Kabbalah, that's Pasuk is superfluous. So it's coming to me, this they do, but something else they don't. What is the thing that they don't have to do? Nituach and Hefshet. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema le'me'ute sidur shene gizire etzim. Torah says, hold it. Maybe I'll tell you, you know what the Pasuk is coming to exclude? Or to limit? Pasuk is saying like this, the Kohanim, they're the ones that put the fire on, they're the ones that put the body parts on the Mizbeach. V'arichu ha-Kohanim et ha-Netachim. Oh, you know what's coming to tell me? That this they have to do, but the Shnei Gezirei Etzim they don't have to do. Shnei Gezirei Etzim was the two pieces of wood that were placed on the Mizbeach above the pyre where they had the stack of wood. There was a special two pieces of wood that were placed to the width of the Mizbeach on top. So I would have said like this, yeah, it's coming to exclude something. But you know what it's coming to exclude? Shnei Gezirei Etzim. That maybe a Zad could place Shnei Gezirei Etzim. Who told you to exclude Hefshet and Nituah? Hefshet and Nituah. Maybe it's coming to exclude Shnei Gezirei Etzim. Gemara says, no, I would never have thought that. Why? Mistabra Dibha Dekevate Mima'et. He says, because I would have thought that what? It's coming to exclude something that has to do with the Mizbeach. Dibha is a Mizbeach. Which means, just like the arranging the meat, where is that done? The arranging the meat is done on the Mizbeach. So therefore, I would have thought that it's also coming to exclude something that has to do with the Mizbeach, meaning with the animal itself. Which means skinning, cutting up the pieces of meat,
It's similar to the pasuk of putting the netachim on the mizbeach. However, the wood, that's got to do with the korban. The wood is just putting it on the mizbeach. So I would have thought, since the pasuk was talking about the korban, so therefore limit something that's related to the korban. Mm-hmm. And therefore limit nituach and hefshet. The Gemara says adraba. On the contrary, sidur de kevatim ma'it. If anything, you want to keep it similar, keep it in limiting something that's involved in arrangement. Which means the arrangement of the mizbeach, meaning the body parts, was done by the kohanim. But the arrangement of the sidur shenege zireh etzim does not have to be done by kohanim. So therefore, if you want to keep it similar, exclude shenege zireh etzim, which is an inyan of arrangement. So again, we're back to the question again. What's your source for hefshet and nituah? That can be done by a zar. We thought to bring it from what the pasuk of v'arichu akohanim et hanetachim. But we said, no, that pasuk is maybe coming to exclude shenege zireh etzim. That they don't, which means this they have to arrange on the mizbeah, but the shenege zireh etzim, they don't arrange on the mizbeah. The Gemara says, no, stakadatach. No, I would not ever think that. Why? The amar mor, because we have a statement. V'ekriv akohen et hakol amizbeha. The Torah says that the Kohen brings everything to the Mizbeah. Zu holachat evarim lakevesh. So the Torah tells us that the Kohen has to bring the limbs to the ramp. Like we learned, that's one of the services of the Kohanim. So again, v'ekriv ha-Kohen. Over here, v'ekriv doesn't mean sacrifice. It means he will bring close. He brings the body parts to the kevesh. So the Gemara makes a diyuk. Holachat evarim lakevesh hu debaya kehuna. Yeah. Bringing the body parts to the kevesh, that needs kehuna. Holachat etzim lo baya kehuna. Implying that what? Something else does not need kehuna. And what is that? Bringing the wood to the mizbeah. Meaning, I guess you had to go to the, you know, the Bet HaMoked, the place where the Bet HaEtzim, where the wood was, and somebody had to transport the wood from the storehouse to the mizbeah. So the Torah says that does not have to be done by a kohen. Because the pasuk only says, v'ekriv ha-kohen et ha-kol ha-mizbeah, that's referring to the body parts. But what? The wood does not have to be transported by the Kohen. So the Gemara says, "Has sidur shenei gezireh etzim baya keuna." But what? Implying that, yeah, only bringing it to the Mizbeach does not need. But putting it on the Mizbeach itself, the shenei gezireh etzim, is needed. Mm-hmm. Oh, so therefore, we're making an implication. Again, because if the Torah wanted to make an implication, it could have said like this, that the Kohen brings the body parts to the kevesh. Good. That's a pasuk. Has to be done by a kohen. Now, implying what? That's something else he doesn't have to bring. What is that? Etzim. Now, it's mashmah. He only doesn't have to bring it to the mizbeach, but putting it on the mizbeach, he has to. Because if you're going to tell me he doesn't have to put it on the mizbeach, if you tell me that the shnig is the etzim, he doesn't have to put it on the mizbeach, all the more so, he doesn't have to bring it. Which is putting it on the mizbeach is obviously a more serious service than bringing it to the mizbeach. So if you tell me he doesn't have to put it on, for sure, you don't have to tell me that he doesn't have to bring it. Also, the fact that we have a pasuk tells me he doesn't have to bring it to the mizbeach, implying bringing it, somebody else could do it. But putting it on, he has to. Also, we're back to the drasha now. So shenei gezireh must be done by a kohen. So what is v'arichu ha-kohanim et ha-netachim al ha-mizbeach coming to exclude? Hefshet and nituah. V'arichu lamali. Period. Now, according to Rashi's Gersa, this Gemara is over. Which means, lemaskanat Gemara, Rashi learns this is the source. The source for Hefshet v'nituah is from the pasuk of Netachim. That's lefi Gersa Rashi. However, our text in the Gemara is a little different. So we read on. Ve'ema achaname legufe. Gemara says, wait. Who told you? Maybe I need the pasuk the arichu kohanim esh for itself. Which means, who told you that I can use the pasuk for the rasha? Maybe I need it to teach me that it's the kohanim indeed that put the netachim on the mizbeach. Which means, maybe I need it for itself. Now, Rashi does not have this question, because Rashi will tell you, I told you already from Kabbalah on. From Kabbalah on is done by kohanim. So therefore, this pasuk is extra. The Gemara, however, in our text, will say, you're right, but since Kapara is not Me'akev over here either, so therefore, seemingly, you need the Pasuk for itself, because even placing the body parts on the Mizbeah, Kapara does not hinge on it. So therefore, the Chavara, you need it for it
itself. So the Gemara is going to come along and say, maybe you need it for itself to teach me what? That the Kohanim indeed have to put the Netachim on the Mizbeah, and therefore you cannot make an implication. So the Gemara says, you're right. You need it for itself. Ela v'ktir ha-kohen et ha-kol. Regarding placing it actually on the Mizbeah itself, which is one is bringing it up to Kiddush. Now v'ktir tells me the Kohen has to actually put it on the fire. So from this pasuk, v'ktir ha-kohen et ha-kol le'may ata. What is it coming to teach us? Again, from Kabbalah and on, we know it's got to be done by Kohanim. Ela, this pasuk is extra. Lemeute hefshet venitua. Ela must be coming in excluding what? Hefshet and nitua. So comes over here the bottom line according to our text. If somebody would ask you, what's the source of hefshet venitua das kesherah bezar from the implication on the pasuk of vektir? Vektir akol ha-mizbecha, implying what? That only haktara has got to be done by a kohen, but something else not. That's coming to exclude hefshet and nitua. So it comes out according to Rashi, the source is the arichu. That's lefi girsat Rashi. Comes the Gemara and says. Now the Gemara over here is very interesting. What the Gemara is going to do over here is it gives us a basic summary of everything we just learned. It's going to summarize all the pesukim for us, what you learned from what. So the Gemara says like, "Vekriv haKohen et haKol haMizbecha." Right? We said that the Kohen brings the limbs to the Mizbeach. Zu holachat evarim laKevesh. That's the bringing of the bones to the ramp. And the Gemara's application: holachat evarim laKevesh hu deba'ei keuna, holachat etzim lo ba'ei keuna. But bringing the wood to the kevesh is not necessary. Ha sidur shenegiz le'etzim ba'yah keuna. Beautiful. But the sidur shenegiz le'etzim must be done by the kohen. First drasha. Venatenu legufe. Good. The pasuka venatenu akonim esh hala mizbeah, that you need for itself. Why do you need it for itself? Because I would have thought since kapara is not hinged on this service, so I might think kohanim are not necessarily necessary. Kamash ma'ala, no, v'natinu ha-kohanim ish ala mizbeah. That even though kapara does not hinge on this service, it's still got to be done by kohanim. Beautiful. Now, the next pasuk we have is ve'arechu hak... I'm going to give you the exact pasuk. The pasuk, ve'arechu b'nei aharon ha-kohanim et ha-netachim. So now you have a couple of words here. Ve'arichu, that's seemingly two. Ve'arichu is plural. Bnei Aharon is also plural, which is two. And Kohanim is also two. So the Gemara is going to come along and say that from the fact that it said it in that way, Ve'arichu, Bnei Aharon, at Kohanim, it's teaching me Hiddush. I need it for Hiddush. What Hiddush? Shenayim, Ve'arichu Shenayim. Bnei Aharon, Shenayim. Hakohanim shenayim. That's six altogether. Lamadnu letaleh shetaun shisha. That when you're bringing a korban ola from a taleh, from a sheep, you need six kohanim. Five for the body parts to bring up the mizbeah, and one for the innards, one for the kirabayim. So therefore, I just go back and explain this gemara like this. We wanted to learn from the pasuk of venatenu bnei Aharon hakohanim et ha-netachim. You want to say, oh, the netachim that the Quran is bayah, but something else, no. The Gemara says, no, you need it for gufe. You need it for itself. And now the Gemara is telling us what you need it for. You need it for this derasha, to teach you that the minimum korban, ola, of a tle is six. That's why it says, v'arichu b'nei Aharon ha-kohanim. So that pasuk is not extra. That's why you need the pasuk of v'hektir hakol ha-mizbecha. Again, tamid.
That's the gufeh.
No, that's the gufeh. You need it to teach you something in itself. Which means, in itself, you need it for itself, because I would have thought that since kapara does not hinge on it, so therefore you need kohanim. Now we're on aricha. When it says aricha, it's coming to tell me that what? Venatenu, ve'arichu, shnei b'nei kohanim, b'nei Aharon. So you need ligufe to teach me what? Six kohanim bring the korban. Look at Rashi, sheta'un shisha, that's six lines on the bottom, right? Habbasar b'chamisha ve'karabayim be'echad. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Menuna, four lines on the bottom of the Gemara. Kashale l'Rabbi El-Azhar. Rabbi Azhar, a question. Hay beben abakar ketiv. Hold it. If you go look at this pasuk, ve'arechu hakohanim b'nei Aharon, it was not written by a tle. Hmm. It was not written by a sheep. It was actually written by ben abakar, which is cattle. Now we learned in our Mishnah yesterday that a par, which would be cattle, has a minimum of 24 kohanim in its service. So the Gemara says, he asked this question, Ubena bakar, Ashlim Bahad Bahabai. How can you tell me from this pasuk is teaching you on a tle when the context of the pasuk is a ben abakar and ben abakar is 24? Right? And our Mishnah said that. So the Gemara says, Venihale. He answered it. He asked the question and he answered it. How? Ala etzim asher ala esh asher ala mizbayach. In that pasuk that talks about the aricha, the placing of the nitachim on the mizbayach, it says the kohen will place it on the wood that's on the fire that's on the mizbayach. So those words over there are going to be the key to teach you that it's a tele. How? Ezu davar shenemar bo etzim esh u'mizbayach. Which korban is it mandatory before you bring the korban on the mizbeach? You must put wood on the mizbeach, and you must put a fire on the mizbeach. It must be Havi Omer Zetale. It is referring to the tale, meaning the tamid shel shachar, the tamid of the boker. Before you bring it, there's an obligation to put wood on the mizbeach. No other korban do you have to actually put wood on the mizbeach. From a mandatory perspective, which is in the morning before they were to Qurban Olat Tamid, they had to put wood on the Mizbayah. So the Pasuk is, yes, in context, the Pasuk is by the Bevakar. But we have some key words in the Pasuk. Ala Esh, Ala Aitzim, Ala Mizbayah. Oh, that those are key words already that talk about the Taleh. That's Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, or Tamid Shel Shachar. So therefore, from those key words, I take it out of its context. Even though it's written by Taleh, by Ben Abakar, but those key words tell me that it has to be talking a Hiddush by Taleh. Because by Ben Abakar, it doesn't say Ala Esh, Ala Etzim. You don't have to put any wood on the Mizbeach for a Ben Abakar. A guy brings a Ben Abakar to Bet HaMikdash, he brings it. The Kohanim go up to the Mizbeach, they put it on the Mizbeach. There's no special oyu to put wood on the Mizbeach at that point. So therefore, when it says, Esh ala etzim ala Mizbeach, must be it's referring to the Tleh. Look at Rashi on the bottom. Venihale. Bottom Rashi on the Amud Rishon. Venihale hadar meshanile. Rabbi Elazar himself answers, Hachi, ala etzim, Asher ala esh kra yiterahu. It's extra. Da ketiv venatenu esh va'arechu etzim. Right? It says venatenu esh. Right? They put the fire va'arechu etzim va'arechu netachim. Lama li tu ala etzim. Which means already you're telling me you're putting it on the. You cut up the pieces of meat. You put them on the mizbeach. Well, obviously on the mizbeach is going to be wood. What are you putting on? We know already there's wood and fire on the Mizbeah. Mm-hmm. What does the Pasuk have to tell me? And you're going to put it on the wood that's on the Mizbeah? We know that already. The Pasukim before that talked about the fire of the Mizbeah. So lama the two ala etzim asher ala esh le midrash be tahavi vav kohanim hutzrichu le davar shneimar bo esh de etzimu Mizbeah. It's teaching that the six kohanim were needed for an item that it says by it esh etzim and mizbeach. Ve'ezui davar she'uskakti lakem demaraka lesadir etzim ve'esh mizbeach mishvila. Which item did I demand from you that you need? These items, mizbeach, esh, and etzim. Avi omer zu tale. Tale meaning the tamid shel boker. Now look at the top of Rashi. Avi omer zu tale. Tamid shel shachar hizkika katuv bo lemarechet etzim hadasha bechol boker. How do you know that we have to put new wood on the Mizbeach every day? Because it says, which is what's that? Aleph Dikhtiv. Had the word Dikhtiv. The Esh ala Mizbeach Tukad bo. It says, and the fire on the Mizbeach Tukad. What is this word Tukad? The Hay Mokedah. This word Mokedah or Tukad Sidura Ma'arachai. It's referring to the setting up of the pyre, meaning putting wood. Kedetanya lekaman beperek gimal ubi'er aleha hakohen eretzim baboker ve'arach aleha ha'ola. Good, clear pasuk. In the morning it says ve'arach aleha, it says ubi'er hakohen. The kohen has to cause the fire, meaning he has to bring the wood. Ve'amar mor ha'ola When it says in the pasuk, the arak aliyah ha'ola, what's the hair? Ola rishona, the first ola. So the first ola needs wood. Aval sh'ar korbanot lo zkeku lihidush ma'araka. Very good. But other korbanot, there's no chidush in the ma'araka. You don't have to add wood. Ve'anach etzim ve'esh diketivi beben ha'bakar. Now, the bottom line, maybe the pasuk is referring to ben ha'bakar. We cannot deny that. And it does say by ben ha'bakar, etzim and ish. So now she's going to ask a question now. Maybe the chidush is to tell me that by ben ha'bakar, you also need etz. Which is, who told you to come and say, no, the etzim is referring to a teleh. Maybe it's referring to what it says. It says it by ben ha'bakar. How do you know to jump to ben ha'bakar that needs, that to the teleh that needs six? Maybe the pasuk is telling you in a second chidush. That what? That the ben ha'bakar needs to put wood on the mizbeah, just like when you're bringing a teleh. How do you know that?
More wood.
So that she says, ve'hanach etzim ve'ish dektivi beben ha'bakar lav la'atzruche sidur atzmo. It's not telling that it needs its own setup of wood. Ela mishum te'adayin lo ne'emra parashat sidur ha'ma'aracha ketubah betzavet Aharon. וכאן התחיל לדבר בצורכי עולה והוצלח לומר איך תנתן כתב לן כאן ונתנו אש וערכו עצים את הסידור מערכה דשחרית כאה. So he's like this. The order of the Torah talks about the ben ha-bakar first, and then later on in parashat Tzav it talks about the korban עולה. So being that this pasuk ben ha-bakar is written first, so the korban was not mentioned yet. So then when we say benatenu akohanim bnei Aaron et hanetachim ala esh and all that, it has to be referring to a fire that was there already for another korban that we did not discuss yet. And what korban is that? The teleh. We're going to discuss that later on. But it's not coming for itself. Which means if the Torah would have written it in order, it would have been very clear. If it would have discussed the korban olat tamid first, so now we know there's a fire on the mizbeah. Beautiful. Then we're talking about the ben ha-bakar. I mean, the guy's coming to bring a ben ha-bakar for an olah. So it would say, bring the ben ha-bakar on the fire that's already there from the morning. But it didn't do that. The Torah talked about a guy bringing a ben ha-bakar before it even mentioned the parasha of Tamid. So therefore, don't think when it said Esh, it's referring to itself. It's referring to a fire that was there already on something that we're going to discuss later on in parashat Tzav. Right? It's not the fire for itself. Okay, so therefore Rashi comes and tells you that don't get misled into thinking that a ben ha-bakar would need its own ish and etzim. It indeed does not. That is really referring to the tamid shel shahar. I wouldn't mention it yet. You're right, it's going to be mentioned. It was mentioned later on. So maskanat gemara. Let's give a conclusion to this piece over here. Maskanat gemara. Basically, we have two shitot. We have Rashi and the other Rishonim. What the source for nituach and hefshet, that's keshera bezar. Either it's from the pasuk of v'arechu, right? Or it's from the pasuk of viktir. Either way, it's an implication. As some side points that came out of this Gemara, we also learned that shechita is keshera bezar. We also learned that shenei gezirei etzim must be done by a Kohen.
The rabbi is the whole vehitir.
Right, the Gemara. Tarechu is needed for itself. Because I would have thought that since kapara does not hinge on the aricha, so therefore I would have Tarechu we need for this chidush. That the arechu akohanim, that six, that you need six kohanim for the korban ola of a tleh. Uh-huh. That's the chidush of this pasuk. The two, v'arechu. Bnei Aaron, a kohanim, two, to teach me that there are six minimum for a taleh. Comes the Gemara and continues. Amar Rav Aseh, Amar Rav Yohanan. New point. Zar shesider et ha-ma'aracha hayav. Okay. That is a zar, a non-kohen, that sets up the ma'aracha. He sets up the mizbeah, I mean he puts the wood on the mizbeah. So this service over here, if a zar does it, hayav mitah. Of course, like we learned above in Daf Chaf Dalet, mitah bideh shamayim. So comes the Gemara and says, v'chesed hu oseh. Okay, let's say a zar did it. He put the wood on the mizbeah. How does he undo it? So the Gemara says, well, porka. Let him take it apart. Chozer v'sodra. Let him dismantle the wood that he put on the mizbeah and then put it back. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, put it back? Maya Hanile.
What did he gain?
Right. Which means by putting it back, he did it again. He gets a second mitah. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, Ela porkazar sodra kohen. The Hiddush is that a zar can dismantle it, and then another kohen comes along and puts it back on the mizbeah.
Same wood.
Same wood, exactly. Matkif la Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Zera had a question on Rabbi Yohanan. How could you tell me that the sidur of the ma'araka is going to be pasul by a zar? V'chi yesh lecha avodah shekishira balayla ufsula bezar? God is giving you a klal. The klal is any avodah that can be done at night, a zar does it, it's not pasul. Now, we're going to prove that the ma'araka, the mizbeah, was able to be set up at night. It did not have to be done in the morning. It could be done in the evening. Also, once you tell me it's set up at night, so therefore, you tell me not only the zar gets chiyuv mitah and all that's mashma that not kasher. Why? Lechaora an avodat laila zar is not posir. That's the question they're asking on Rabbi Yohanan. So comes the Gemara and says, "Velo." Hold. Where did you get your principle from? Vehare evarim upedarim, that's the bones of the korban olah, and the fats of other korbanot that were brought on the mizbeach during the day. When do you burn them? You burn them the entire night. And what did we say above? We said above that the haktara is one of the services that what? That the kohen has to do it, and if a zar does it, it's going to be hayav. Now, comes the Gemara and says, "Sof avodah di mamahi," like we answered above. It's the end of the daily service, which means haktara. It's done at night, but it's considered a extension of the daily service. So therefore, haktara. I understand why a zar cannot do it, because it's really considered avodat yom. Good. So comes the Gemara and says, now let's just read the Rashi for a second. Vare evarim upedarim hekter halavim shu kol alayla veshavinu le'el ma'arba avodot shazar hayav alem mita. Remember on Daf Chavdal, Rav listed four different avodot that if a zar does them is hayav mita. One of them was haktara. Aye, that's a night service. It's done at night, but it's really the end of the day. So the Gemara continues. Vare terumat adeshen. Terumat adeshen, which is what? The cleaning of the mizbeah, taking the ashes off. And we know that you can do it at night. And still we said what? It can only be done by a kohen. Now, if you remember, because it said, right, we'll see this now. We learned that by terumat adeshen it's avodah, because the kohen has to wear the begadim. So now, once you tell me according to one shita that the kohanim have to wear the begadim for terumat adeshen, that therefore it's a service of the kohen. That means if a zar does it, it's pasul, it's hayab. Right. Oh, what do you mean? Terumat adeshen is done at night, and we have a rule: stuff that's done at night is not subject to the psul of a zar. So the Gemara says, avodah di mamahi. We still consider terumat adeshen daily service. How? Amar Rabbi Ase, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, kiddush yadav terumat adeshen lemachar eno tzarich lekadesh shekvar kiddush mitchilat avodah. If you remember, we learned above. According to Rabbi Yohanan, before every service, you have to wash your hands. The kohen. The hadush over here is that if he washed his hands at night for terumat adeshen, let's say, according to terumat adeshen, now comes the morning, he starts to mean the korban ola. Rabbi Yohanan says his hands are considered washed. Right. He does not have to wash again. What do you mean? It's a new service. No, terumat adeshen is considered the beginning of the morning service, and therefore, since it's the beginning of the morning service, you wash the hands the first thing in the morning, and therefore, you see how he looks at it. Now, even there was a rabbi, the B, that said that once dawn passes, once Alot HaShachar passes, automatically the Kohen has to wash his hands. But even the Rabbi holds that if you wash your hands for Terumat Adeshen and then dawn passes, it doesn't matter, you have to wash your hands. Why? Because it's considered Tehillat Yom. Even though it's done at night, we consider it as if the first, it's the service of the day. So once you see, according to the halakha, that we're considering Terumat Edition as Avodat Yom, that explains why a Zad that does it is going to be Hayav. So that's the Gemara's answer. That's the Gemara's answer to that. So comes the Gemara further and says, Ve'ela Kasha. So now we have a question. We're back to the question. The Ma'aracha. The Ma'aracha is set up when it can be done at night. So why are you telling me that if a Zad does it, he's Hayav Mita? We tried to bring a question from the Haktarav, the Evarim, and the Pedarim. No, that's Avodat Yom. Leave that. We tried to bring a question from Terumat Hadeshet. No, that's Avodat Yom. Okay, good. Those two are different. But this is Avodat Laila. The Ma'aracha is Avodat Laila. It's done at night. Why then is the Zad Hayav? So the Gemara says, Ve'ela Kasha. Elaki itmar ha itmar. Okay, so read the statement like this. Amar Rabbi Aseh Amar Rabbi Yohanan Zar shesider shene gezire etzim hayav hoil va'avodat yom hi. Change the statement, not the ma'aracha. Setting up the actual wood on the mizbeach, you're right, it's done at night, Zar is not going to be hayav. But you know what he's going to be hayav on? If he sets up the shene gezire etzim. Which means in the day, there's an obligation, like we learned, for the Kohanim to put the Shnei Gezireh Etzim on the Mizbeach. So he's coming to tell me if a Zad did that, he's going to be Chayav Mita. Now if you remember, on Chav Dalet Amud Bet, we had a Machloket on this. Between Rav and the Yohanan. Let's review the Machloket quickly. Shnei Gezireh Etzim. We had a rule, according to everybody, to be for a Zad to be Chayav on a service, it has to be avodat tamah. It has to be a final service, meaning that nothing follows it. Okay, ready? When they learned it from the word avodatam, avodat tamah. So the Gemara over there, machloket. Rav said, shene gezire etzim is not avodat tamah. Because after the Kohen puts the wood on the mizbeach, it's followed by the fire and the korban. He considers it all one connected service. So therefore it's not avodat tamah. Where Rabbi Yohanan came along and said, no, it's a separate service. Which means, the wood service ends with Shnei Gezireh Etzim. Is it followed by putting the meat on the Mizbeach? Yeah, but that's a different item. That's meat, that's Korban. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yohanan, he held that is considered Avodah Tama, which is very consistent, because who's talking over here? Rabbi Yohanan.
Right.
So good, Rabbi Yohanan is Shitato. Rabbi Yohanan over here is saying, a Zar that puts Shnei Gezireh Etzim on the Mizbeach is going to be Hayav. Why? Two reasons. Number one, it's Avodat Yom. And we know only things that are done in the day, Azar is going to be Hayav on. And number two, it's also Avodah Tama, because he considers it the end of the service of the wood. So Rabbi Yohanan is consistent, Lishitato. Matkif la Ravaz. Ravaz brings a question. Ela me'ata. Tiba'e pious. Oh, if that's the case, if this is a service, it should need a pious.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to the second pious. That was the pious for the Korban Olah. Right? It was 13 different things that were given out to the pious. One of them was not Gezireh Etzim. L'chaoraf, that's a service in the morning. That was not done. Okay, we counted the 13. It started with the Shaita. That's the Gemara's answer. So the Gemara's answer is, Ishtamitete. He forgot. Haditanya mishezacha betrumat adeshen zacha besidur ma'aracha ubesidur shenei gezireh etzim. Remember we learned above? We learned above that the Kohen that got the Terumat Edition, he got a few extra perks. One of them was they gave him to set up the Mizbeach, and he also was the one that did the shenei gezireh etzim. Now we know Terumat Edition was the pious Lishon. That was the first book. So they did lottery it out. So his question was, hey, if this is a service, how come it's not part of the pious? The answer is, it is part of the pious. It's part of the Terumat Edition pious. And the one that got the Terumat Edition, he gets the Ma'aracha and the Shenei Gezireh Etzim. Now, Kanzi Gevran says like this. The memra, the avodat yom, ba'a pious, avodat laila, lo ba'a pious. Rabbi, you're giving us a klal here, it seems. Because she asked the question, hey, this is done in the day, they shouldn't give it a tzim, it should need a pious. Oh, so that implies that anything that's done in the day gets a pious. And anything that's done at night does not get a pious. So the Gemara asks the question, Ebarim upedarim. What are you talking about? The bones that were placed on the Mizbeach. But that was a pious, even though it's Avodat Laila. Gemara's answer again, Sof Avodat Dimamahi. Again, like we said, it's considered the end of the day. So this is the end of the day, it deserves a pious. Oh, v'had Terumat Adeshin. What about Terumat Adeshin? Now, the Gemara can answer like we just answered above. It's considered Tehilat Yom. Tehilat Yom. But the Gemara is going to give a different answer. Just what Yeshanim said, the Gemara we can answer very simply. Tehilat Yom it's considered. But the Gemara gives a different answer. Mishum Ma'aseh Shaya. That the only reason why we do a pious for Terumat Adeshin is because of what? The violence that broke out on the Kibbish, right. Which is according to this Gemara, Mashma, really for Terumat Adeshin you wouldn't need a pious. Because technically it's Avodat Laila. Oh, so what are we doing a pious for? No, because when the Kohanim started running up the Mizbeah, they were killing each other, and they broke his leg. So they made a pious just to limit the violence. But as I said, you could have answered based on a principle that we just mentioned above, that really is considered Tehilat Avodat Yom. Comes the Gemara and says, now, we go back for a second. In the question of Rava, when he asked the question that Shinig is there, it seems should need a pious. Right? The Gemara said in Echanami it has a pious with the Terumat Adeshin. So the Gemara's understanding over here that in order to need a pious, not only does it have to be Avodat Yom, but it has to be a type of Avodah that you'd be Hayab Mitah on if Azar did it. Because we just said Shnig is there, it's even according to Rabbi Yohanan, is Hayabita. Right? So the Rava says, oh, in Kent, to be pious. So we got to get all the factors in. What were you asking? Oh, because it's Avodat Yom. Okay. And it's also an item that if a Zar did it, it'd be Hayab Mita. So the Gemara is assuming only Hayab Mita items by a Zar need a pious. So the Gemara says, Lememra da Avodat Yom, Veshezar Hayab Alea Mita, Baye Pais. In Zar Hayab Alea Mita, Lo Baye Pais? Is that your rule? That only items in the day that are Hayab Mita by a Zar need a Pais. But other items, no? Vare Shechita. Shechita. Didn't they make a pious on the Shechita? The first out of the 13 of the second pious was what? Mishuchet. And we just learned today, Shechita is Keshera Bezar. And not only is not Hayab Mita, but he can actually do the Shechita. Hey, where's the principle? I thought you told me that you only make a lottery on items that are Dafka Kohen items and not Zad and Dafka Day. Hey, that breaks Shechita. Kevra's answer, we learned this. Shari Shechita Detailat Avodahi. Which means Shechita is the beginning of the service, and therefore, even though it's Kasher Bezar, since it's the first service, we'll call it in the Ola, so we did a pious on it. Which, and we learned according to some Shitot as well, that the Shechita preferably should have been done by a Kohen, because this is for the Korban Ola, so therefore, there is a connection to the Kohen, but really it's more of Kavod. The reason why we're giving Shechita pious only because it's the beginning of the Korban Olah service, which means it's an exception to the rule. You normally, only items that are in the day and the Zar is Hayav on, we give them a pious according to Rava. Shechita, Tehilat Avodah, so it gets it. One more point. Amar Morzutra Betim Rav Asher. Rabbi Yochanan just taught us that Shene Gezireh Etzim, if a Zar does it, it'll be Hayav Mita. It's got to be done by a Kohen. So the Gemara says like this. And what? That it's Avodat Yom, which we know Avodat Yom is done in the day. That's when the Kohen puts the wood on the Mizbeah. Amar Muzutra Betim Rav Asher. Da'anan lo tenan hache. Oh, we didn't learn like that. The Gemara is going to bring a Mishnah, which is Mashma that Shneg is, it seems, really Avodat Laila. How? Amar lahem ha-mimuneh. Mimuneh will call him the administrator in the Beit HaMikdash. He tells the Kohanim, Tse'u ur'u im igiya azman ha-shechita. He would tell the Kohanim, go outside and see if it's dawn. Why? Because if it's dawn, you're able to start the shechita. So the Gemara says, V'ilu Zman shne gizirei etzim lo ketani. What was done before the shaita? They replaced in the morning for the korban olat tamid shel shahad. First they replaced the shne gizirei etzim on the mizbeach, and then they would do the shaita. Now, why didn't the kohanim? Why didn't the administrator make an announcement and say, "Hey, go outside and see if it's dawn, so you can put the shne gizirei etzim on the mizbeach"? He only said, "Go outside and see if it's dawn to do shahita," implying that what? That the first service of shne gizirei etzim can actually be done at night. Mm-hmm. Again, okay. You had a mimuneh making an announcement, right? Hey, rabotai, before you do anything, go check, go outside, go on the roof, and go look and see if it's halot ha-shahad. Why? So you can do the shahita. What do you mean? How come you didn't tell them before the shaita? Go out and see if it's dawn so you can do the shne gizirei etzim. Ela what? Because the shne gizirei etzim you can do at night. How's the Gemara answer this question? Gemara says, Hach delet la takanta ketani. Hach deit la takanta lo ketani. Gemara says, no proof. Really? Just like the shaita has to be done in the day, the shne gizirei etzim is done in the day. You know what the difference is? One is fixable, one is unfixable. Meaning, what happens if they slaughter the animal before Alot HaShachar? Then he's dead. There's no way you could fix that. You got to take another. No, you got to slaughter another one. But the point is, that animal that you did, there's no way to fix it. You slaughter. Huh?
You don't need to fix it.
Shaita.
Oh, because of the timing.
Yes. Yeah. If you made the shaita before Alot, mm-hmm. there's no fixing it. So therefore, you know what? We said, we can't afford this over here.
Right.
It's worthy to make a tirha. Go up to the roof, make sure it's Alot HaShahar before you do the shaita. The truth is, shnei gizirei etzim also you need after Alot HaShahar. But you know what? If they would make a mistake and put it on before, just pick the woods up again and put it back down again after Alot HaShahar. So therefore, when you have a takana, you didn't have to really make an announcement for the kohanim for the shnei gizirei etzim. Let's read Rashi, and we conclude. Rashi is imigi azman ha-shechita. See where that is? Im he'ira mizrah. Right? If the eastern sky started to light, ve'et lishchot et tebidim. Right, it's time to slaughter the tebidim. Shehashechita pesula balayla. How do we know? Dechtiv biyom zivchachem, on the day of your slaughtering. Biyom telet letakanta im nishchat balayla. If you slaughtered at night, there's no takana. Deit letakanta im sidran balayla. Let's say you set up the woods at night, porkan vechozer v'sodran bayom, dismantle it and reset them up in the day. Lekach lo triho la'alot legag v'lir'ot im higiyah hazeman. Which means, therefore we didn't matriach the kohanim to go up to the roof to see if it's light for this item. She'oto ha'torach lo triho ela shebepam achat. But one time it happened in Beit HaMikdash, ala me'ora lebana. The moonlight was very bright. V'dimu she'ira mizrah. And they thought that it was dawn. Veshahatu et tamid, and they slaughtered the korban tamid early. Kedektani la beperek gimal, aval sidur gezirin siduro bekarka azara. Where they misadir? They were misadir the shene gezir etzim on the ground of the azara. That's where they would take the pieces of wood. Meshira mizrach v'im ta'abim ora lebana lochpatlu shereish tekanah b'davar. Again, the point is you could fix it. So the Gemara was saying, why do you do it if it's shaita? Because shaita, a mistake happened. Why at all did they make this announcement? Something must have happened to prompt this announcement. One time it happened that they made a mistake and they slaughtered. So the Hakim says, you know what? For the shaita, at least you better make an announcement to let them go up to the roof before they do shaita. When the guy's doing the shnigiz etzim, let him go do it. He doesn't have to wait for an announcement to go up to the roof to double check, because worst comes to worst, if he makes a mistake, he can do it again. This item has a takana, where the korban ola does not have a takana. Baruch Adonai Le'olam.